Welcome to the podcast, No Code Talks with Creatio. I'm your host, Andy Zambito, Chief Sales Officer Americas at Creatio. And today we have two special guests, Andrew Fenton, Chief Sales Officer for EMEA and APAC at Creatio, and Brent Leary, co-founder and partner at CRM Essentials LLC. Andrew and Brent will be talking about the future of technology and diving deeper into how no-code technology will be able to drive transformational efforts. So Andrew, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you.
So Brent, as we've just heard, clearly you're a very, very busy man. So I'll jump into the first question if I can. Technology, right? Evolving at such a rapid pace, enabling faster change and progress. What would you say the main technology trends that we should be looking out for, Brent, through to 22 and beyond?
Well, I think probably the one trend that will only get trendier or maybe accelerate in its trendiness is the change in a pace that technology comes to us. It feels like every day you could wake up and there's something brand new, technologically speaking, that will change our lives. And by the end of the day, something else has already changed that. So it just feels like the pace of technology and the pace of transformation is only going to accelerate as we move forward. So I think from our perspective, from you know, users and from practitioners and from technologists, it's being able to work and understand and be able to create at the speed of adoption. Because adoption, I think the reason why a lot of these technologies are getting faster and faster is because we like them. We like to use them. We like to feel like we're able to take these new technologies and improve our lives and experiences. So I think that's the biggest trend is the one that's already going on, and it's just going to keep getting faster and faster as we go along.
Yeah, okay. So the pace will just intensify as we go. And I guess that reminds me of an expression, right? There are decades where nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen. how do you think organizations can embrace these new technologies as quickly as they're evolving then, to your point?
Well, the funny thing is, we don't have to look into the far away past to see examples of that. We can just look into the beginning of the pandemic, when we were everybody, businesses, personal, regular folks, we were forced pretty much overnight to have to change the way that we did kind of like basic stuff like shopping at the grocery store. We couldn't do that. So we had to adapt the way that we shop, which is a lot of us, we had to shop online for groceries for the first time. The interesting thing was you could do that before the pandemic. There were tons of people that were already, shopping for groceries online, but the vast majority of us weren't, because we were just so used to doing it the way that we grew up doing it. But overnight, when it was kind of taken away from us, we adapted. We had to do what we had to do. So I think if we just look at the lessons that come out of this pandemic and maybe think, instead of having to wait until we're forced to do something, and eventually you do it and it's like, hey, this is not that bad. And even when we're opening up, things are getting better, people that never shopped for groceries online before the pandemic are saying, I actually kind of like doing this. So they're going to continue to do it even after they're fully opened up. So I think if we're able to take the lessons of not waiting to do things until we're forced